The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. And it's good morning. And thank you for that.
Good morning.
How are you, Retha? On your busy schedules, you're a busy lady. Rose Diamond Awards and your appointments and your auditions. I don't know how you do it, but you're a good example for the baby boomers because you're keeping busy.
You got to keep it moving. The doctor told me this morning, walk more, eat less.
Well, you know, Reese,
you want to eat more.
I have some interesting facts I've been reading about. We'll go over them another time, another show. But today is International Day of Women's Health. I suppose you knew that. And,
oh, my.
And the health trends, everybody's so busy. Are they taking time for health? It's like, you know, we talk. You see some of these people, they go all day long, and they put health first, but as far as doing it, they put it last, as far as the diet and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we share all those health tips on the show. We're going to keep everybody informed. But anyway, Reese, moving along, I think it's time for our hot topic in your time, so let's move on to that.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic. Well, my hot topic today, of course, is the Olympics. I am not a sports person, generally speaking, but my thing with sports is individual sports, and that's pretty much what the Olympics are about. Although America won a bronze in the team, I believe it's called figure skating, or I don't know. I'm not sure what any of them are called. I really like the Olympics, so I just don't know what they're called. But there's a team skating event, but they do individual stuff, and the ice skaters have just been wonderful. And my guy, Red, I forgot his last name, but he got the gold in one of the snowboarding events where they go down the pikes and along the rails and stuff. I love the Olympics, and I can't wait to see the half pike. It's, like you said, I don't really do sports, so I can't always remember what the names of things are, but I really enjoy it. It's been really exciting. NBC is broadcasting it all day and all night, online, on air. It's just been wonderful so far. And I hope everybody's watching it. They were saying, though, that our generation is watching the Olympics more than the millennials. The millennials don't have the attachment. When we were young, the Olympics were a really big deal. And that's where I think we kind of go back to it. The millennials don't have that attachment. But the baby boomers, we're watching the Olympics, and I'm certainly enjoying them. And that's my hot topic. And Jim, what's yours?
Well, Retha, 2017 was an epic year in the stock market. Super gains. You know, we had the Dow raise 25% higher in 2017, getting even closer to the 25,000 and making 2017 the best year since 2013. But, you know, going along here in the last, you've heard the trends. We've had a big drop. But when you balance it out, we're still ahead. So that's a good thing. We've got Sports Authority, a couple of the stores, you know, people are talking about this and they're calling in and asking what's going on. All right, Sports Authority lost 460 stores. Walmart, 269. Kmart, 78 stores. Ralph Lauren, 50. Close. And it's kind of a trend. But, you know, then you got what's going on. Well, the big black hole out there is Amazon, and it seems to be sucking up all the business. They're opening up a new location. What's the size of their store? Well, let me put it this way. It's not just a store. It's their location is going to have 33 buildings, 8 million square feet, with 24 restaurants. How many employees? Well, if you fill out an application, you may get a job. because they need 40,000 employees. Capital investment is over $3 billion. Operational cost is $1.4 billion. So you see, it goes from one place to another, and it just keeps going on and on and on. So don't get too depressed about a lot of these stores closing, because it's a big circle. The Weinstein Company sale was delayed by a New York Attorney General lawsuit. And then we had a plane crash in Russia. 71 people passed away. And Raith was talking about the Olympics. I don't know. From what I hear, we have 4 medals, 2 gold, a 17-year-old Red Gerard, and in snowboarding, and Jamie Anderson is snowboarding. So we got a couple golds there. And that's always a good thing, to get the golds. And that's a couple of our tips and tricks going on there, Raith. And, well, a couple good news things. A stranger gave his boots to a freezing man I read on the subway. And an Indian man spent 2 years carving out a 5-mile road on a hilly area so the children could get to school. And who was a Texas Ranger star, Cole Hamels, donated a $9 million house to charity that supports special needs kids. So I had to throw in a little good news, Reese, because, you know, we get some bad news in there and we want to keep a positive spin on things. But anyway.
Always good to hear good news.
Got to throw a little bit of good stuff in there.
Well, that takes us up to our first commercial.
Commercial time.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
All righty. Safe Solutions Now. Great group of people and a good group of people and talented. So, Reith, I'll tell you, there's so much going on and it's going so fast. Are you keeping up with this stuff? You know, with the crypto stuff and the change of the the programming and the businesses. Boy, do you remember a whirlwind like this?
Well, you know, we went through the information age and now we're just on the superhighway for information and technology and all of that stuff.
Well, let's see if we have a guest. It's kind of a last minute. We're seeing if we can get a gentleman. We'll have our engineer let us know if he calls in. He's an audio systems integrator and all this tech stuff. Because, Reith, you know, the stuff, if you remember the movies we used to watch, how much money did it cost to put together, Cleopatra? You remember Cleopatra with all the extras? And you can imagine the costume, the person who's in charge of costuming. And so that must have been one big building.
Well, I understand we do have our guest on. So
let me talk. We got Jeffrey Stansfield, and this is one talented individual. We're talking about talent. But he's the new age, Reef. He's the guy who goes out there and researches how do you get your videos, your sound out there, your integration. And he's probably thinking, I may not be that knowledgeable because I might not be giving him the credit he deserves. But he's the founder of Advantage Video Systems. Jeffrey, you on with us?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Jeff, this is Betty White's co-star, Aretha Gray. Longtime actress going back to the Gable Day. No, we won't go back that far.
No.
Anyway, Reith, this is Jeffrey Stansfield. He's the owner and the founder of Advantage Video Systems, and he knows how to set up a studio.
I do. I'm a broadcast engineer, and I don't even need to research because actually, I actually make the standards that everything is done by. I work with the Society of Motion Picture and Television Engineers a lot. And we on creating standards for everything that you see and watch on the internet and TV and movies and all that stuff.
So I was just about to say something to Reetha in a movie you uh-huh. Reetha and I remember when it first came out. You probably wouldn't called Cleopatra and all the extras they needed.
I wasn't around when Cleopatra because that was in the 50s, I think, 40s.
It was a while back. And all the people you needed. But Jeffrey, today. You don't need that big castle that Harry Potter's in. It doesn't really have to be built, or you don't need all the extras because you can actually do it by creating it on the computer, right?
Yeah, actually you can. So, with green screen and virtual studios, I mean, we build a lot of studios today. And some studios we build with sets and some we build with cyclorama walls, which are these big kind of plain white or green walls that have curved bases, and they basically call them infinity walls as well. And when you shoot them, it's everything behind the actor or the talent is completely not there, and then you can add in anything you want. And you can actually buy virtual sets and program them in and invite and have some that are in layers. So you can actually, have a virtual set and have part of the set in front of the talent and behind the talent. You can create if you have a desk, you can put a desk that's either green or white, and then you can put an image on that desk, and you can have that person look like they're in the middle of Times Square at a big oak desk, and then another minute they're in India talking with the Dalai Lama. And it can all be virtual, and we use
Just a quick one, Jeffrey. What's the difference between a green and a white? What's the difference?
Well,
in the
two? Biggest difference between a green and a white is color.
Yeah, you're a smart guy. Okay,
a green screen sometimes is a little bit more difficult to light, but it's better for masking. White screens are better if you have like dark colors. So if I'm going to have, a white wall is good if you have like a car or something that's in a dark color and you want a better contrast for it. So if I had dark things, I would want a white psych wall. And if I was doing other things, I probably would want a green wall.
And then what's a blue screen? Is a blue screen different?
Yeah, blue screen is a totally different color.
See?
Yeah.
Gotcha, Reith.
The big difference is that when you take a blue screen or a green screen, you're actually trying to work with colors that you're working with the talent, so you want a screen that's going to be best for them. Green is kind of a neutral color, more neutral than that. Blue is also a good color because the software can go with
I'm here. Okay.
Right.
So the biggest difference between a blue and a green is the color, but it also has to do with, what colors you're working with the talent and the products or whatever you're doing.
Well, I've worked on a green screen, and I didn't know I was going to go into a green screen studio and had on a dress with little green things on it. And it looked like I had holes through my body.
Yeah. Well, that's why you have a blue screen. So if your talent's going to have green on them, then you want to have a blue screen or a white screen. That's why white is a little bit better for some things. Because you can get you got my cell.
Are we cutting out?
We had a little cut out there. So, Jeff,
this
has got to be pretty exciting for you because, I mean, how long have you been in this business? What's your age?
Well, my company's 17 years old. I started in 2001, but I've been doing this for almost 30 years. So I've been, I've been in the broadcast industry. We've built over 250 TV stations. We're one of the largest builders of video podcasting studios in the United States. I mean,
I'm a little surprised because you sound like you're maybe 30. You sound young.
Yeah, I'm 52.
So you've seen the changes. You've seen the changes, and this is pretty exciting because it's changing rapidly. Even as you're working today, you're still seeing changes, right?
Oh yeah. It's changing faster and faster as things go on. You know, I mean, you know, you look back to 1982 when Sony came out with the professional Betacam, and it really changed the industry at that point. And, you know, and then in 1984, you know, Kodak and Sony came out with the Handycam and the V8 camera. And, you know, you've had all these different things. And then, it goes on, Final Cut came out and revolutionized the way that, allowed all of us to become filmmakers and like that, you know, because now you could, for $1,500, you could buy an editing software and you could plug it into your computer without having to buy any expensive cards. Before then, it was $80,000, $90,000, $150,000 to get into the video editing industry, you know, and Apple changed that whole dynamic, you know. And now we come today.
You have to make a movie, you have to do a scene, you need 1,000 guys charging over a hill. Now, you'd have to pay all those actors, and you got to dress them up. Now, that compared to somebody doing it today digitally, is it a big savings?
Well, yes and no. You're not having to pay all those 1,000 people, but creating and rendering and doing VFX can be very expensive. You know, there's a lot of that technology that costs a lot of money to create. So a lot of productions do partly practical effects and then a lot of VFX. But VFX
because in Harry Potter, now wait a minute, this stuff looks real, but some of it is too real when they're actually standing somewhere, and I mean, it looks like they're leaning on an old wall or something. So some of it is real, and then some of it's a computer image.
Exactly. We worked with Boardwalk Empire, and they shot a scene, and they shot it on a real boardwalk, but then they needed to totally replace all the buildings because the buildings that was on the boardwalk are new buildings, and so they wanted to replace them with older buildings. And then they wanted to change the season from summer to winter. So they had to create snow, ice, and wind chill and stuff like that. And so they did all that with VFX. So, you know, so you do partly. So you take part, and you do on a green screen. So Harry Potter would be flying around in the broom, and then the little ball he's chasing is animated, and then all the stands with all the fans are all animated. You know, and then it ties to another shot, and you have some people sitting in a stand, and then around them is created animated characters. So it's a combination. It's knowing where to do that stuff. So, you know, and there's practical effect companies like Legacy Effects. It's one of our clients that made all the animatronic dinosaurs for Jurassic Park and the Terminator monsters and stuff like that that are actually practical systems. And then the animated stuff, which is, you know, the motion graphic stuff, which you create on computers. We have one of our clients, Asylum Entertainment, who creates things like Sharknado. So, you know, if you're going to create a Shark Tornado, that's animated, but then you have a guy with a big chainsaw, and that's real, you know. So.
Yeah, yeah. The AI world is really advancing by the hour, it seems, you know.
Absolutely. We did a studio for Fox News. Out here in LA, And they used to have, they had seven cameras. They used to have seven cameramen running the show, and they would have five or six people in the back helping them. And now they have two people. They have one person to run all the cameras and one person to run the show. So,
we filmed,
you know, AI is definitely helping us out.
We filmed that behind the scenes, and the director said, can you not shoot our cameras? Because they had these really nice tripods, and in the back they had these big cameras. But for these films, they're using these small cameras. He said the small cameras look cheap, but they're more powerful than those big dinosaurs in the back.
Yeah.
You know, because they have all the technology, and they're so small. It's like when I walk into a store, I hear this big boom box, this big speaker, sounds like there's a band there, and I look over, and it's this little thing the size of a cup. you know, it's just amazing. So anyway,
well, the industry definitely has changed over the years. I remember doing one of the first Kool-Aid Man commercials, and it was a big stadium, and they had extras in the first few rows, and then they had cardboard cutouts of people from the back, and it
well,
didn't look real. And but it worked for TV at the time. But now, if I want to put up a studio, would we hire your company, or how would we get in touch with hiring
you? I hope you would. We're the best. If you want the best, you'd hire my company. You can just go to AdvantageVideoSystems.com or call us at 800-287-5095 or email me at Jeff@AdvantageVideoSystems.com. I mean, we're here to help, and we build studios all the time for all kinds of people. We do a lot of political studios. We do a lot of entertainment studios. And, you know, I'm going to partner with EZ because he's a great guy, you know. And
I was going to say, you're the cutting edge when it comes to a lot of this stuff. And people call him cutting edge when it comes to the new world of social media and digital Dick Clark.
Absolutely.
So it'll be interesting. Interesting combination there. But we appreciate you coming in because we know you're a busy guy. You're probably building something now. And thanks for coming in. I'd like to have you back again and had a chance to meet Rifa. I had a chance to meet you at the one event, but looking forward to seeing you again. And if you get a little time in the future, we'll have you back on.
Anytime, my man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Well, there you go, Reese. There's somebody that's into the technology and the, and I find that interesting when you watch these movies. It's hard to believe that you're watching something that's not really there. You know, like that one show with the, I forgot the name of it, where the people were blended into the real people and some were the artificial. You know, you can hardly tell the difference, Reese. I'll tell you, you can have an artificial guy there and a real guy. It's getting to the point where they're almost the same.
We've come a long way since the original King Kong, but that takes us up to tech time.
Smartphone. Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
I feel like I'm turning into Jim with tech time because of the gloom and doom. But there have been so many fraudulent things going on in the emails and the just pulling things on senior citizens that I really feel like I just have to hit on it one more time. I have been getting more emails, more stuff recently than I ever have that was phishing, what they call it phishing with a PH, where they send you an email and it can be anything from we've kidnapped your daughter to, you know, we're locking you out of your Bank of America card or your American Express. It can be anything. Don't click on anything from anybody. It's a way to get your information. Once they get the hook in, once they get you on the hook, then they reel you in slowly. So it'll start off maybe you've been locked out of your Apple account. Click on this and we will, you know, make sure that you will be able to use your Apple account. Well, you go in, it'll have you put in your name, your password, any kind of information, and then they've already got your information. And it'll look real. So when you get these emails, you go to the original place where it is. So say it's Apple, Don't click on the button. Type in your address bar, apple.com. That way you know you're going to get to the real Apple, because if you click on something, it'll look real, but it isn't. They have these things where they say, we're holding your grandchild hostage or whatever. Send this money. Call your grandchild. Make sure that your grandchild is missing before you start sending people money. Even if you're, and I know how frightening it would be for me to get an email saying that they were holding my grandchildren hostage. But you really have to check, because a lot of this stuff is fraudulent and it's coming from overseas. So even if you send them the money and you think, well, I can call the police, they can't track them down out of the country. They've even got some countries that won't even cooperate. So make sure that you don't click on anything that you have not initiated, and report these people. Whenever I get something from Apple, you can go on the Apple website or the American Express website or the Bank of America website, or just type in fraud for Bank of America, fraud for American Express, and you will be able to find an email where you can forward that email to them or even to the government, and they will follow through on it. They will shut down that email. They will shut down that website, and you will be a hero because you will have saved yourself and maybe even others from clicking on and getting ripped off. I mean, millions of dollars are being ripped off from people. So just be careful. Don't be afraid of your computer. Be smart. And that's my tech time for today. That takes us to Jim's Gym.
It's time.
Okay, baby boomers. It's time for Jim's from Jim.
And Rita, it is across the field. It's coming up in all kinds of issues. Even a landlord I know said they ran an ad, and they're getting people calling and texting or emailing saying, we'll send you a check or a cashier's check. We like the property or whatever. And getting these responses that they never had before, just people wanting to know their email, ready to send them funds. So like Rita says, just follow the advice. Be careful on opening up these things and answering them. So I'm going to stay on that. We seem to be on a trend here. I'm going to stay on this trend and relate some of the tech issues here. So I'm going to go over the top 10 tech issues of 2018. According to Microsoft, I'm just going to, you know, run through them a little bit. We got cybersecurity as one of the issues, immigration, technology for rural communication, diversity in tech, privacy and surveillance. Now, these are the tech issues people have when they took a survey. All right, artificial intelligence, what we were talking about, and its role in society. Who knows where that's going? The future of technology, sustainability, and the Paris Accord. What's that? Well, the U.S. pulled out, but tech sector stayed in. Net neutrality, a single vote. All right, sometimes doesn't last forever. And coding in schools, a decisive year in a decoding long movement, and globalization of the IT sector. It's a new world. And, you know, this, I'll tell you, this AI stuff is really interesting. Just going to hit you with the top tech 10 trends now for this year. So 9 technology media trends that will change the world in 2018. Really quick here, according to Forbes, the increasing datafication of our lives. The Internet of Things, everyday devices are becoming more smart. Exponential growth in computing power is fueling massive tech advances and the incredible rise of artificial intelligence. The unstoppable freight train that is automation. 3D printing opens up amazing opportunities for manufacturing and others. We're interacting with technology in very different ways. Blockchains, all right, we got, you know, well, basically, people, what blockchains are is that could change our world, basically. It's an extremely secure database. which is what everybody wants. And platforms are the future for business. So, you know, right there, as I'm giving you this report, you get unknown callers and all this kind of stuff. What they do is when you respond to some of these or open these emails, like Reetha says, you got to be careful. There you go, Reeve.
Well, it's definitely a brave new world here.
You got to be careful. Yeah, you got to be careful opening up some of that stuff. You know, and we're getting bombarded. Do you get a lot of calls that you don't want through the day?
I don't use my home phone, and so anything that comes on my home phone, I know it's not really me. I mean, you know, they're selling something or whatever, so I don't answer my home phone. And on my cell phone now, it sends me alert and it says that it's spam or whatever.
Spam. Yeah,
so I don't even answer those. But you know what? I think it's time for Carmelita's Corner. I saw her last night.
Carmelita's Corner.
She was beautiful at the Diamond Rose.
Carmelita was at the Rose Diamond Award. That's right. So let's move on to Carmelita's Corner.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulu's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
We're about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Don't you just love being greeted by an applause like that when you get up in the morning? And I want to welcome my guest this morning, Jimmy James, who I always refer to as Two Drum Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. I'm here.
All right. You certainly are. All right. You got some of that applause, too. Don't you like that?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, you and I, we have formed a bond. I'm so pleased to have you in my life as one of the musicians that I work with. And it's so much fun having you and Charlie and Gerald and the gang. I mean, it's really fun.
Okay, here we go.
Yes. So, you know, the thing that you have that I want everybody to know about is your invention. And the reason why I call you Two Drum Jimmy is because you have invented a conga drum that has two heads, not just one head, but two heads. And it is also on display in the Smithsonian. So the one that I see you playing on, of course, you know, that is a duplicate, but the original one is in the Smithsonian. Can you tell us how you came about inventing the two-drum conga?
Yes, I can. Well, I was asleep one night, like we always do in dreams, things come through there. And I was asleep, and this drum disappeared from nowhere. I don't know where it came from. This man, the man upstairs just gave me this vision, and I looked down, and I was saying, wow, this is a strange little drum. And I started playing, and I said, wow, it got a nice sound, strange-looking drum. And I loved it. I said, well, I better hurry up and wake up without this dream. And it was strange because I never did that before. And I made myself wake up. So I jumped out of my sleep. And I was still half asleep. I was pulling curtains down, knocking stuff down, trying to find a pencil and paper. And I finally found it. And I sketched it out. And I kept it for about a year. And I said, well, before I can do anything else with it, let me get it patented and copywritten and get it protected. And I wanted it to produce some kind of way because I called Ludwig and all the big drum companies. They just didn't believe me. They said, there's no such thing as a two-headed Congo drum, and it's impossible. I said, well, I'm not going to listen to you. I said, the man upstairs gave it to me, and he's the one who created us, so I'm going to follow his spirit the way he gave me my dream.
All right, now.
Yeah, some heavy, you know. So I went to Motherland's Music, Dan Rice.
Mm-hmm.
I took
mm-hmm.
the diagram to him. He said, wow, this is a strange drum. I've never seen anything like this. Maybe we can help you. So he sent it to Iwana and to Ghana. So Iwana never got back with us. So Ghana got back with us. And he said, yeah, I can do that drum for that guy. I said, where you get this strange drum from? It looked like a woman torso upside down, kind of sexy looking a little bit. I said, well, I never looked at it that way. So they made it. It took about a month for them to make it, and they sent it back to the States. It's made out of EPA, a fruit tree in Ghana, Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent it back, and they did mostly the hardware here in Los Angeles. They put the American hardware and the cow scan and stuff like that on it. And that's where it come from. It came straight from Motherland's Music from Ghana, Africa, and at the shelves was there at the music store. Van Buren came through. He said, hey, wait a minute, what is this? I've never seen this before. I'd like to buy one of these when it's
mm-hmm.
finished. And he loved it. So I took a picture with him, and he's still intrigued with the drum. So that's how the drum become is through a dream of mine. And Dan Rice and Motherland's Music helped this dream come alive. And
well,
we gave a press conference there.
That's a fantastic account of how it came about, Jimmy. And it just goes to show you that when we listen to our inner guides, you know, where it can lead us, it's just really remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is remarkable. It's, a lot of people just didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
When I gave the press conference, you had all the professors from UCLA, USC, drum companies, musicians, even the Buffalo Soldiers that was there. They was gave me a bead, an honor in having my drum invented on here on Earth. And they said, what is your theme? I said, my theme is the birth of a new drum on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I even wrote a poetry called The Poetry of the True Drum.
Oh,
I
really?
I haven't found anyone that want to do it yet, but it's in 6/8 time, in a slow 6/8, and has a lot of good rhythms, and it's the heartbeat of Motherland's Music, we call it, in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good poetry. So that's how the drum began. It came from the man upstairs in my dream.
Yes. And where is Motherland's Music located, in case anyone wanted to patronize them?
Well, they were on La Cienega in Washington, but he moved off of La Brea. I forgot the name of the street. It's right there where the DMV is. You can't miss it. It's right there on the corner at the end of the DMV off of La Brea over there here in Los Angeles. And I had a mirror made, a 30-foot mirror made on the two-drum wall. They call it the two-drum wall right there on Dinker and King Boulevard. Celeste King, the great Celeste King, Brigadier General before he had passed, and a Tuskegee Airman, he let me have a friend to paint a big drum and a mirror, and I dedicated that mirror to Celeste King for all the work he did in the community and his life story. Everything is there, right there on the wall. And anyone who want to go by is on Dinker and King Boulevard on Celeste King Bell Bonds Wall. We call it the Two Drum Wall.
Oh, really? Okay, I think I might have seen that because I'm in the area sometimes, and there are some murals there. You may not be aware, but I'm also directing a mural project right now on behalf of my organization. It's part of our, you know, outreach because the arts are healing, and I'm calling it Gardens of Life. And
yeah.
I've got a partner who's also an artist, He's been a member of the Hollywood Arts Council as a trustee many years, Pasquale. He's an artist, a photographer, and so forth. And he might be listening now, so let me give a shout out to him.
Yeah. You know, and plus, when I had my the press conference, I had a priest come from Africa,
mm-hmm.
and he brought his drums down, and they all danced around the two drum we had the unveiling, and he threw holy water on it. He prayed on it and burned incense. I declare this two drum is a healer for anger and pain and hate around the world. And I said, yeah, right. You know, so I kind of didn't believe him, but I believed him. But when I played at Stevie's Creole Restaurant years ago on Ventura Boulevard, it was a couple that came in. They was arguing and fussing and grabbing each other, and they sat right next to me by my percussions. I said, oh, no, don't do it. They're going to start fighting. They're going to start throwing stuff at me. And I was telling Charlie Harrison, the piano player, I said, let's play that 6-8 song that I wrote for the victims in Japan during the tsunami there that I gave to the prime minister. And he said, okay. It says 6-8 is a spiritual song for healing. We played the song, and it went into a spiritual beat, and I hit the bells and hit the whim charms and hit the gong and started rolling and it hit everything, and it started – the spirit just started rising in there, and then all of a sudden it came down, and I just had this rain stick, and it's like it just relaxed the nerves and the mind and the soul, and I hit the triangle one time and two times, and the couple got back together. Look at this.
Look what you did, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You did.
And the
guy
hugged
me
at the end and was saying, well, I said, wait a minute, I don't go that way. He said, no, it's not the sexual thing. I want to hug you because you brought that drum, brought me and my wife back together because we was about to fight in this place.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know.
And I believe
spirit,
the priest now.
yes. The spirit, the Holy Spirit is very, very powerful. And we all can access it, you know, by simply accepting the Lord as our guide and our Savior. I have so many miracles that I've experienced that it's just been unbelievable almost, like you said. But, you know, you put your trust and your faith in the higher power, and it's amazing where it will lead you. In fact, I have a song. It's called Obiri, the Orin Ibiri chant. It translates to ancestral chant, and the Yoruba words were given to me by Jimmy Shalanke from Nigeria. He was sort of like the Sidney Poitier of Nigeria at the time, and I met him was when I was still teaching, and we put together a big event for the school, and I still have the chant, and actually I performed it yesterday, and I was with the priest. I was with the priest dancing down the aisle to the head of the aisle and at the altar, and I did that dance with my chant, Orin Ibiri, and my choir. They're still learning the verses, you know, the response, but one of them was really going really strong. Katia, I have to thank her for really coming on board and backing me up with the chant. But we played the music, and it's on YouTube now, so people can go and they can hear it. And, you know, it was a great experience.
Well, you know, Big Black loved the drum. He said, wow, this is a very unusual drum. He said, what are you going to do with it? I said, I'm trying to get with companies right now. It's not easy. I'm trying to find some investors, some people want to put money into the drum. I know it's going to make a lot of money because I have sales for it already, but I do not want to accept any money from anyone right now because I have nothing to reproduce right now. If I can get with a company that believe in this idea I have, it'll make it because I've been out already playing at drum circles and around in town out in Watchtower, and people love it. This one guy came up to me and put $2,500 on my two-head drum and said, I'd like to buy this drum. I said, no, you're not going to buy this one because this is the only one around. I mean, I have two
only
made.
One, yeah, no, he can't do that. But, Jimmy, I really wish you all of the blessings in the world that will materialize. I'm sure that it will, that you'll be able to have that drum reproduced and that it will benefit many, many people and bless many, many people. You know, it's just, like I said, the way things develop. You know, as long as you believe and you keep that faith, you'll be amazed at where it will lead you. And before we head off, I want you to tell them about your father, Curtis, James, a buffalo soldier. In fact, a highly decorated buffalo soldier.
Oh, my pops. All right.
Yeah, talk
yeah,
about
that's
pops.
Yeah, that's my dad. That's my pops. 1945, he was back in the Army, an invasion in Normandy there. He fought there and all the wars, Korean, Germany. I even have old pictures of a fuel dump that he took back in the fuel supply dump near Rome, Italy, 1943. He was posing on the bike there with some of his friends there back in the Army. But he's a Buffalo soldier. My great-grandfather was a Buffalo soldier, and now it makes me a descendant Buffalo soldier. And it took him, you know, over 60 years to get his medals from the Army. And we finally
really?
Got his medals before he passed, yeah. And he's in the Wall of Remembrance in Washington, D.C. He's one of the war heroes out there. And, oh, on top of that, he was the Ortley assistant for O.B. Davis Jr. Sr., the first black generals in the United States Army. So
can you tell us his name again, Jimmy? The name of that general?
O.B. Davis Jr., General O.B. Davis, Sr. and Jr.
Uh-huh.
The first black generals in the United States Army.
So he broke ground.
Yeah, that was back in D-Day, North Korea, Africa.
Mm-hmm.
God, you name it, he fought in all of them.
He was a brave soul. I mean, to be willing to come back with maybe a missing arm or leg or whatever, you know, these men put their lives out on the line. And, you know, there was a lady I was listening to recently on one of my favorite radio shows. I should have had her name on hand, but there is a lady who's really, really promoting the veterans building, you know, the medical benefits for veterans, because a lot of people are not aware of what a good job that they are doing. So, I want to look her up so I can share that information in the future.
Right, and plus, not just that, they had a stamp with the Buffalo Soldier stamp. I still have a great, big, huge one. It's about 4 feet tall. I got from the United States Postal Service.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 20 USA, say USA Buffalo Soldier postal stamp. And
you know, I wanted to post that photograph that you sent me of the horse that was standing on its rear legs, and I wasn't able to get it to download. Or, you know, I really wanted them to see the photograph of your dad, because, oh my God, he had so many medals. It looked like his whole coat was full of medals.
Yeah, them original medals with his name in the back. It's not what you go to buy at an Army Navy store nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and years ago, they had a Buffalo Soldier Danny Glover played, and they wrote some of the lines from my father's life with the Buffalo Soldier Danny Glover.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, listen, Jimmy, we're going to have to get on our horse and ride off into the great sunset. But before we go, I want to give a shout out to Easy Way for producing this show, Carmelita's Corner. And I also want to give a shout out to our co-hosts, Jim Zuli and Risa Gray. They are fantastic to work with and to lead my show onto the air. And there's a great big event coming up, March the 24th. It's going to be huge. he's got so many people on board. It's going to be in the business center there. And, you know, you can find out everything about it by going to easywaynetwork.com. And you can also get on easywaymobile.com and be able to, you know, participate in this wonderful event that's going to be supporting the American Cancer Society. And, of course, the Rose Breast Cancer Society has been a contributor and will be making a presentation that day with a donation check. So I want to thank you, Jimmy, for coming on board as my guest.
Thank you.
And
you're welcome.
All right, now here we go.
Well, so everybody learned some history there. There's a lot of history still there.
There is more to learn, that's for sure, Jimmy.
Thank you a lot for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Well, a wonderful Carmelita's Corner, as always.
interesting guest, and you know, the Buffalo Soldiers. I remember some of the history with that. That's really something. And it's about time some of these people get awarded for what they've done back then. And,
well, this is Black History Month, so this is definitely the month to, you know, remember all of the contribution that African Americans have made to this country.
Well, there's so many. There's the pilots they had that protected the bombers did an amazing job, and they say they're some of the best pilots there were.
Yeah, the Red Tails.
And they were amazing pilots, very brave and everything, and they have to be recognized for all this stuff. But
absolutely, in every area, I saw that Dionne Warwick was honored the other day for African American History Month. I'm not sure what they're calling it now, Black History Month, African History Month, whatever it is, they were honoring Dionne Warwick, and there's lots of things going on this month. So support the African American film festivals and the different events that they're having around the country this month.
So many events. And, you know, what's interesting is you can have your event and you could actually pull out your cell phone. If you could have somebody out in Spain or in Europe somewhere and show them the event instantaneously. It's these phones are beyond amazing. You can imagine what Bell would think back a long time ago. Where is it going from here? They can't get any thinner. And I don't know how much more that you could talk to them. It's amazing when I look at, you know, I the encyclopedia world book, it's very heavy and there's so many books, and yet your cell phone has more information than, and plus the videos when you look up. It's just really amazing. Anyway, I was going to see if we could get Eric to jump on. I sent out a little text to him, to our engineer, and see if we can. Yeah, okay. I wanted him to cover a little bit about this event coming up and what's going on. And we have, Risa, you haven't been down south to the Player Images studio, have you?
No.
They're buying they bought the old post office and got it out and renovating it. Eric, we heard the drum roll. Do we have you on?
Yeah. What's going on? I was just on the phone with our productions director for when we do events, and he's actually at the Business Expo Center right now as we speak. He might be going live on Facebook to kind of talk about preliminary and everything, and kind of like how we're going to be setting up everything. But yeah, no, the event's just God took this event. It's not mine anymore. That's all I'm going to say.
It's blasting off. Yeah.
What's
and
up,
you
Rita?
Know,
how you doing?
It's so great.
I'm doing great, Eric. I'm really looking forward to the event. You know, to get me out to Anaheim, it has to be good because I don't travel to Orange County.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
This sounds
I know.
Wonderful.
Well, all the information is on
EasyWay. Off the freeway.
Yeah, all the information is on EasyWayCares.com, and we've been making a lot of headway actually on EasyWayNetwork.com. And thank you, Carmelita, for plugging that. We really appreciate you as well. We're proud and we're blessed. We're blessed to have an angel like yourself. And thank you to God for sharing you with us. Coming on board here with EasyWay Network, and you know, the EasyWay Radio is going well. We're creeping up to 800,000 listeners now. EasyWay Network is going to be putting out a lot of blog posts, a lot of news, a lot of different situations and opportunity. I mean, it's going to be like a Huffington Post that gives opportunity. It's going to be pretty cool. We're developing some great stuff. It'll have a social network attached to it. We'll have our cryptocurrency. We'll have our coin. We'll have our mobile app. We'll have our EasyWay Tube stuff. And, you know, we're just really getting the team to manage. And cause I had a couple of people come to me and they're like, how do you maintain all this? I mean, like, you have like your own world. You know, like you have like everything for everything.
Yeah.
And I looked at them with like deer in the headlights. I'm like, oh. But no, we have a really, really amazing team. Shout outs to my team and our EasyWay family. You know, and we have so many people keep wanting to come on board and volunteer and want to, you know, get hired or want to get involved in some way. But really, I mean, EasyWay has gotten
the morning is fun. Do you ever jump on that, Reith? Eric does the easy way in the morning, wake up in the morning the easy way. That's kind of fun. People like that.
The key word was morning there.
Morning. Waking up in the morning.
I don't do
you know,
morning.
when you start out your day with something positive, it affects you the rest of your day in a good way. So, you know, you wake up and look at the bad news. That's not good. So,
but
wake up easy, jump on board.
I get Easy Way tech stuff all day long, so I get all the positivity when I wake up.
Yeah, well, once you join the family, you can't get away from it. But, you know, there's some – I mean, Britha, why don't you tell the listening audience about the opportunities and the news and, like, what type of tech stuff that you get. It's interesting, isn't it?
It's all kinds of interesting. All kinds of people chime in on all different types of subjects. And it's really amazing when you become part of the Easy Way family. You are really family. And it's just
good
amazing.
People.
And there's a thread of things that go on during the day and positive people saying positive things. And it's, you know, like you said, it's a family.
Yeah, and really, it's the you know, keyword is opportunity, and relationships. You know, like when you become part of the family, the opportunities are just limitless because there's so many people involved in the network, and you know, our group is almost at 2,000 members now, and I mean, that's in the last couple of days we've jumped up almost 500 something members because everybody keeps bringing somebody new in that's interested because they see the success of the person that originally brought them in, and so it's really got a life of its own now. And when we do these events, these are really not, I promise you guys, whoever's listening, this is not like something that you've come to. You have an Easy Way experience. It's different than any other event that you've ever been to because it's comprised, it's put together by all the different leaders that are in the Easy Way network that come and support. If you go to easywaycares.com, you'll see every one of those faces. Those are my personal friends. These are friends of mine that I help, that support me. I support them. And because of that relationship and how that's grown, they want to see our stuff be successful. And they also, I mean, there's never been, Dad, you've been with me for 20 years now, as long as we've been doing this. Has there ever
been
with you for any time?
About 36 years when you were first.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, for the company. Yeah, but yes, duly noted. Has there ever been a time that we have not gotten some sort of success story or some sort of case study or some sort of thing where somebody has said that they've met somebody and something has advanced their business in some way? There's never been a time ever that there hasn't been some sort of success.
I remember the phone call when the guy said he was dumbfounded. He said, your son. I said, what? He says, your son has done more for my client when he was with him over the weekend than this company we had for an entire year that we paid a lot of money to. But the only problem was their arm was sore. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, Eric was pulling them all over the place to get to the right event, to get to the right people. And he got videos and pictures everywhere. And he said that he was really amazed, you know.
Yeah,
and it's,
you know,
an Easy
and
family. And people have a good time.
I'm training a lot of people to kind of do what I do now, you know, because I'm getting into a position where a lot of people want me to be a leader and be a speaker or do major meetings with multimillionaires and that type of stuff, which thank you to the Lord for those opportunities. But I'm starting duplicate myself as best as I can. And we're going to try to
have... Well, they have that artificial intelligence. We can make an Easy Way robot. What do you think, Reed? Some kind of Easy Way robot.
A clone. We're trying to figure out how to clone me. If anybody knows any cloning technology, let me know. But, yeah, this event is pretty spectacular. At this point, you go to easywaycares.com. We officially have been brought on now. I can officially say that American Cancer Society is like a consulting client. I've helped them get to their text message donations. They haven't been doing text message donations, and that's already worked. Thank you to Jeff Spinard and Voice America for your donation, and thank you to, you know, all the people that have donated. I can't even keep track of it. But if you go to ACS, which stands for American Cancer Society, ACScares.org, you will see that we're pretty close now with ACS. We're trying to support them as much as possible, and we're trying to gather donations. And we're really training these corporate companies, and we're really kind of just showing them how we do it the Easy Way and how, you know, how they can get more success by doing it the Easy Way. And a lot of people aren't doing their business with the digital pen. They're doing it with the pencil. You know what I mean? They're not doing it with the stylus. They're doing it with the pencil. We're teaching them how to do it with the stylus. That's the best way I can explain it. You know, I know you like that. I know you like that, Reetha. You love that analogy, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, that's the way to go.
Yeah. And so, you know, I find a lot of people that are, you know, mimicking me and copying me and doing our you know, the same style and trying to, you know, do what we're doing because what we're doing is really working. And I mean, there's literally 20 influencers that I see similarities from, and I saw a change in what they're doing after watching me do live streams or after watching how we're producing our event. I mean,
we get a kick out of that. We'll sit and watch.
I'm flattered.
It's almost a duplicate. Yeah.
Yeah, and so this event is going to be spectacular. The networking is going to be spectacular. Shout-outs to Women of Achievement. They're going to be there with all their queens. They're bringing a lot to the table. And BB Alexander with SoCal Connections, she's bringing a lot to the table. They're one of our sponsors, Inspired Images Studios, as you said, Dad. Safe Solutions Now, incredible client of ours. They're going to have a booth and projection and really cool technology and water and supplements and all that cool stuff. And then we have a booking agency that's going to be there, and Shay Vaughn, Vince Vaughn's mother, she's going to be there probably speaking a little bit. And then we have Voice America. The guest that you guys just had on is actually going to be creating a booth and a whole live stream platform, a whole podcast platform, and maybe even a really cool, I mean, we're doing so many contests and so many opportunities for you guys to really benefit and for you guys to have a solution that you've never had before, the easy way, if you donate, okay? We're doing as much as we can to give you as much as we can only at this event. I mean, this is services and advice and product that's worth tens of thousands of dollars to start that we're giving to you.
It's interesting,
very...
when people meet you and some of the people, if you're with them in a meeting and they're talking – they're literally sitting there with their mouth open because they're getting hit with this technology nobody even knew about. It's beyond cutting edge. It's amazing.
And I'll tell you too, the response. I mean, for instance, one of our clients is Ottawa Coin. Okay, they're an insurance for cryptocurrency, and you guys have probably seen us. I mean, we just put a big blast on social media. It hit, like, I'm sure Aretha, you probably saw it. It hit like 35 pages. Okay, you cannot breathe without knowing about the Ottawa Coin now. And it's a blog that's on easywaynetwork.com. They just did their launch. They've gotten 10 responses already of people texting me, asking me, what is this Ottawa Coin thing? What is this insurance thing? You know, like it grabbed that much attention. And then it's just a simple forward. As soon as the contacts come into us, we forward it right over to the client. And you know, I mean, we're getting clients that are saying, you know, like, we have too much business. Can you slow down? I mean, we're actually getting clients that are telling us.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. And there's videos of them saying this. I mean, the testimonials are incredible. And so we're bringing in all of our partners on this event. We're bringing in Asservia. We're bringing in, V-Card. We're bringing in Inspired Images Studios and Safe Solutions Now. And all these people that have solutions their own way that relates to marketing or nonprofit or something, you know, that gives you guys tools, you know. And really, we're not going to shove this down your throat and saying, oh, buy. This isn't an event where we're going to be seminaring you to death, okay? It's going to be a fun networking event, some good food, great networking, fun red carpet. You know, it's going to be fun for you guys. But at the same time, we're going to educate you on really who Easy Way is in 2018, really what we're doing, who our partners are, what we've developed, what the network really is about. And unless you've been with us, you know, and part of the family for a couple of years, you're not going to know. I mean, there's too much on the internet. There's too much for you. You're just going to know, wow, this guy's big. This network is big. I want to be involved with it. I don't know what the hell it is that they do, but I want to be involved. That's what we wanted. We wanted to confuse people.
I hear that. Well, he does so much. What does he actually do? And then they just click on one or the other, and then they see, wow, he can promote.
And it's real simple. Join the family and watch, just like Aretha said. You know, just join the family and just watch and wait and listen and smile. Okay, we're not even selling people anymore. People are coming to us like crazy. 877-399-2929. That phone is ringing off the hook. You know, they're emailing easywaynetwork@gmail.com and easywaypromotions.com. We're upgrading that. We're building that. But that's the site that you go to for our marketing and all that type of stuff. Now, on the other hand, let's talk about the talent side. Let's talk about the fun. Yay! This
wow, that's
and,
the fun side.
Yeah. I'm a radio host. I'm a TV host. I'm just like you, Aretha. I'm not as big as you, but I'm trying to get there. You know, I've done little things. You know, my little Axe Body Spray commercial in 7 movies, but I barely headlines. You're a superstar. You got to teach me. But we just did a really cool relationship situation that is transpiring and growing into something really major. If you guys look up iLaunch.tv, iLaunch is a major company that's with the Holyfield family, okay? And I was – and this should give you guys an idea. And, again, we want to educate. We want to get you guys as much success as possible by doing it the easy way. And that's why I try to share my advice with you. And, I mean, all I'm doing is saying, hey, this is what I go through. This is how I meet somebody. This is what I did. And, I mean, people come to me all the time like – how do you meet these people and how do you do these deals? Because I monetize. I'm not just meeting somebody and then, you know, we're meeting them, we're following up with them, we're talking to them, we're having business meetings, we're bringing them into the family, we're making money. It's that simple. People, it's not really rocket scientists. It's just we have a brand credibility and a certain amount of substance that's been built that's proven. And it took a very long time to get to that point. But now anybody we talk to, I don't care who it is, Donald, the Trump family, you know, if we get a chance to get into that doorway and we tell you this is what we've developed, we reach almost 200 million people with all of our partners and all of our combined distribution, which now is probably going to be 250 million with this new distribution deal we're about to do. You know, it's real and you can research it. It's all valid. It's all, you know, you can validate everything, take it to the bank. If I say it or anybody on our team says it, and if we can't, then you know, call me out on it, please. I'm telling everybody, please call me out on it if we can't validate what we're saying, because we don't say anything unless we know that it's I's dotted, T's crossed. Big thing, got to do your research. So anyway, this situation, I was introduced through Freddie Krepenson, which has been a longtime friend of mine for over 12 years, big film publicist. And he ended up introducing me to a lady named DC, Denise. And DC is the president of the iLaunch.tv, My Holy Field, SheTV network, which we're talking about Roku, Amazon, Apple, Dish, like all the big boy stuff, right? I mean, this is the Holy Field family we're talking about, right? And so I just, you know, talked to her on the phone, and I remember meeting her at Denny's. I didn't meet her on the phone. I met her on the phone, but I pulled myself away because Freddie said, this is really important. You need to talk to this lady. And I just, here's the thing. I didn't try to do any business with her. I got to know her. I just got to know her and she joined the family just off of her seeing what we have done on social media, just off of her seeing our live streams, just off of her joining the family. They have now offered us a distribution contract, which is going to get us a major massive new reach on actual channel 30 in Los Angeles, on actual channel 6.5 in Los Angeles, on, you know, the Apple, Roku, all that big stuff. And this is the Holyfield family we're talking about. This is, you know, I just had Priscilla Holyfield on my radio show. If you guys haven't heard it, you should go to ericzulli.com/shows. It's on the app. It's on easywayradio.com. Listen to the most recent show that we just did, and you'll hear all this on radio. Okay, so they're going to be picking up my show that I do on my wake-up show that you guys love, and we're going to be doing a lot of great stuff together. I'm already connecting to some people. They're connecting me to some people, and that transpired just off of social media. There was no selling involved. There was no nothing. They came to us. So it's really, how do you position yourself to get that to happen? How do you position yourself for automatic closing? You know what I mean? Am I making sense here? Or I'm inspired right now because it's happening, you know?
Well, that's just it. You got to be a closer, and you definitely know how to close.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he's got that. He's got that. But Rachel, like I was telling him, he's got a lot of skills and talents, I could tell. When, you know, when I'm talking to people, or when he's in a meeting with somebody at some, you know, high-level executive building and they're having a meeting and they literally sit back in amazement when Eric's talking. But I'm trying to get them to also understand that you need to unplug sometime through the day and take a breather.
Well, if I may hop in, Rita, yes, you have to be a closer, but my point is we made it to where you don't have to be a closer. The substance, the branding, the credibility, what checks out, what people research, and being on social media and seeing the support does the closing for you. That's what I was trying to explain. Is when you
well,
put
that's
yourself.
What I mean by you know how to close. Because
yeah, yeah.
You do what's necessary that causes it to close.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's a lot of people that are coming to me asking me to, you know, teach them, and I'm booked on, I don't know, maybe 10 Zoom meetings, you know, to consult things and stuff. And I never thought that I would go this direction. But again, just following what God wants, and this is your chance, guys, to come to this event on March 24th at the Business Expo Center, which is a very major location, which is another major partner of ours that we're doing some great stuff with. On March 24th, the Business Expo Center, and you see all the, I mean, just off the collaborations and our partners and the people that are confirmed, just on the inner circle of what Easy Way, you're talking about probably 100 people, just off the inner circle, not even the guests.
Group. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're talking about 100 people to potentially network with that are savvy business people, that are successful business people. I mean, we're very selective of who we work with. We work with people like Aretha Graham, my dad, and above. you know, and we try to also work with up and comers as best as we can. That's what the membership's for. That's what the point system's for. That's what the program is for, you know. And so we'll be putting this out more and more on easywaypromotions.com. Our like page, Easy Way Promotions, is the marketing side of what we do. You know, go like that page. And like you, Carmelita said, we have easywaymobile.com. You download the app. And the network is just tremendous. It's huge. And you're going to see more and more things come out of that network. You're going to see more and more things, more and more updates. We're putting the press release out today. And, I mean, here's another, for instance, too. A lot of people do a lot of events, right? How many people get sponsors at those events that are paying them money or trading you know, amazing services? And like when you look at an event, how many sponsors are on the event? Go to our website and see how many sponsors we have already. And I tell you, every single person that's on that website has paid us money to be involved because they believe. And that's not us selling them. They came to us to do it. Okay, so we're going to be opening up a lot of different learning tips. And I may not have the speech and I may not sound like I'm a professional speaker because I'm not.
Sounds great. Yeah, but, you know, Ruth, you were saying the distance. It's really not that far. It's not like out where we are, out in the boondocks. Anaheim is right off, you know, you're talking like the 91, the 5, right off by Disneyland, basically. It's not that far. And it's a good location for any direction you're coming from for the Anaheim Business Expo Center.
And you get value. You get value.
Oh, yeah.
You will get value for being there.
Rita,
really,
you've gotten some pretty good value by being with us, right? You've been our host for almost 2 years now, and you've been part of the family for a real long time. Can you think of any particular stories or any? Can you give us a little radio testimony on some value that you've received?
Rita was at the LA Convention Center, weren't you, Reith, for a little while?
Right, and I can't even count all the people that I have met and connected with, and you know, you know a tremendous amount of people. It's amazing. And people that are involved with the Easy Way. And I'm not a networker per se, but it's a networking environment.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming straight from a celebrity baby boomer, guys. I love it. All right, well, I gotta get on with Jose and the event. So, guys, we encourage you to go to easywaycares.com. All the information – actually, no, just go to easywaynetwork.com. All the information's on there. And we're going to be offering opportunities. We'll blow you guys up if you donate, guys. I mean, just text ACS to the number 91999 or go to acseasywaycares.org. And please donate. If you donate, I don't care if it's $5. I don't care if it's a dollar. Just donate and let me know, and we'll take care of you. All right, thanks so much, guys. I love the show. It's rocking and rolling, and we'll be taking this. By the way, here's some new news. Providing we move forward with this deal, we have our attorneys looking at the contract as we speak. We are going to be taking the Radio Boomer Show to another level the easy way. All right, guys, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, so long, Eric. Thanks for popping in. Yeah, Reith, we had a lot of good tech stuff in the show today. And
But you know, we have been on here forever, it feels like.
We've been on for a while.
I definitely have to run. And
time to wrap up.
It's been a great show as always. Great Carmelita's Corner. It's always wonderful to have Eric on the line, and always talking to you, Jim.
All right, Reith, and have a good week, and we'll talk to you later. So long, guys, from Radio Boomers Live, from Reith and I, and tune in next Monday morning at 10 o'clock. We'll be here. Till then, signing
out. That's right. Bye-bye.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Mueller's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit Easy Way Promotion.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.